Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Catherine Crowley is here. Catherine with a K, Crowley with a C, co-author of Working for You Isn't Working for Me, along with Kathy Elster. Also, Mean Girls at Work is another one of their books, and a number of others that they've written. And she is a Harvard-trained psychotherapist. And a long time, 6-year member of our Brain Trust, Catherine Crowley. Welcome back to the show.
Hi, Jim. So good to be here.
It's good to have you back. Thank you for joining us. And your topic today, what you'd like to talk to us about today, are what you say are signs that you need a vacation. And
yes.
You have 10 here. I came up with an 11th one.
Oh, good. Tell me what it is.
If you develop a tick, you probably... You probably need a vacation. You know,
is a great one.
If you're twitching, you know, if you got a twitch on the left side of your face, you're kind of
twitching. I think that's a very good indicator, actually.
If you develop a twitch or a tick, you probably need a vacation.
No, it's true. Actually, a lot of my clients will tell me that their eyes, left or right eye, one of the eyes starts to twitch involuntarily.
So it's not a joke, huh?
No.
That's funny. So, okay, let's talk about some of the things that might be an indicator. Little things seem huge. You know, I looked at this list you got here.
Yeah.
Some of the people around here would say, heck, he's like that all the time. He's like that when he comes back from vacation. Little things seem huge, right?
Yeah, and that includes little mistakes, little, errors of one kind or another. If something doesn't get delivered where it was supposed to, it's just that things that normally would just be kind of standard operating procedure items that might happen seem like horrible catastrophes.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and more so than regular. And
so than regular.
Because in a small business, some things that seem like they shouldn't be a big deal to an employee...
Right.
Might have lots of implications for the company that the owner would know about, but the employee might not know about.
Right, or let's say maybe it's a mistake that someone makes over and over and over again. When it's time for vacation, you'll probably end up blowing your stack at that individual. And you know on one level that you're kind of over the top, but on the other level you can't help yourself.
So employees should be extra careful not to do anything that could be career-defining just before the boss needs to take a vacation?
Yeah, I think they should just help the boss pack his or her bags.
Right. So people go around asking if you're all right all the time? Are you okay?
Yes. Yeah, they'll say something like, and usually also, Jim, that's because when people are overly exhausted or stressed out, particularly business owners, there's a look on your face. I mean, the face tends to be a little more swollen than it normally is. There's a kind
puffy eyes.
Puffy eyes. It looks like you're not sleeping very well.
My makeup's not covering it up.
That's right, exactly. Yeah. And so, if you are unusually snappy or you seem unusually drained, you know, people will start to ask if you're all right. And I will say, be self-referential and say I have a good colleague who I meet with regularly, and whenever I become snappy when I need a vacation, and she usually, that's the first thing she'll say is, are you all right? Do you need a break?
Yes, I need Calgon to take me away, right? Or something.
Well, I usually respond, no, I'm fine. You know, I mean, that's the funny thing is that we're the last to really get it, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So are you, and of course, you know, you've got an upset stomach, you're argumentative. You have some kind of, you literally are not well, right?
You may have physical pain.
You can get yourself into a state where you're physically not well. You're sick.
Yes. And that's workplace stress. I mean, the term that we use it's interesting. The body starts to somatize, which means it starts to express your emotional.
Again. It starts what?
Somatize.
That's, which all right, means so, it, so that word's going to be on the test, folks. Go ahead.
Somatize means that your body starts to express your emotional and mental fatigue by having physical signs. So it could be backaches, headaches, eye strain, other kinds of aches, inflammation of some kind. If you have arthritis, it flares up into in a big way. And that's it's just literally telling you, I need a break.
So I wonder, it sounds almost like, or this sounds almost, sounds exactly like you're saying that we have a certain capacity in us, and everybody has a different capacity, but we have a certain finite capacity that when that vessel or whatever fills up, that you know, we it creates problems. You're, sounds like you're saying there is a point beyond which we can't go.
There is. And actually, it's interesting. We talk in business terms, you hit the point of diminishing returns, right?
Right, right.
Where you've asked your body and your mind to keep producing, you know, without a break. And the brain really does need rest. So does the body. But the mind needs rest. And especially now in this age where it's 24/7 digital interaction and you can be interacting
right.
and tracking and thinking about your business endlessly, even on vacation.
Mm-hmm.
That is not good for the mind. The mind needs a certain
a different perspective, doesn't it?
A different perspective. I mean, I know that you're going to be in nature for a period of time. Nature is an amazing restorative.
It is.
Substance, so to speak, you know, it to focus on that and the smells of that and the sights
of that.
even if your
vacation isn't, you know, fishing or hunting or hiking or whatever, even if your vacation turns out to be that you've gone to a conference or something, just changing attitudes and latitudes and locations can help, can it?
Yes, and actually that's a great point that you're making, which is vacation is different for different people, right? So for one person that might be to go fishing out in the mountains. For another person, it may be to work on a home project, you know, that is totally relaxing and restorative for them. But the point is to make the time to do that, whatever it is that recharges your batteries.
Just change
and
the
helps
scenery
your mind.
Somehow.
Yes.
And, yeah. We'll come back. We're going to I'm going to get Catherine to talk to us about, and I'm going to contribute to this too, what it takes to actually make this happen. Because I know a lot about this. I know a lot about taking your first vacation as a small business owner. 20 after. Right back with Catherine Crowley. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.